Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With us now, Michael Hodges, the linebackers coach, and it's been a busy offseason from a free agent standpoint. First off, you re-signed the ageless DeMario Davis.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know, just top of the list kind of stuff,
of course.
Right? But you pick up Willie Gay Jr. as well as a Hudson. Talk about some of those moves that you made in this offseason to get some linebackers.
Well, I think we, you know, had to replace some of the guys we lost. You know, lost Caden 2 years ago, Zach Bond this year, a couple of the older guys that we've had on the team. And so, ultimately, you try to fill those voids as well as you can during free agency, and we had the opportunity to do so.
Coach, you talk a little bit, or not even, you know, you directly, but you look at some of the linebackers. You have the on-the-ball guys and off-the-ball guys.
Sure.
And just being able to try to mix it in and looking at the offenses that you play against. What are you looking for when you want to evaluate a linebacker, whether it's a guy that's a little heavier, he may be a 3-4 guy, but I can use him, or he's a space player, you know, a guy that can play all three downs for you?
So I think it's case-by-case basis, right? And so Zach, there was this hope that we could really create a Will linebacker out of him, and then we, you know, towards the end, y'all saw how we tried to lean into his strengths, and maybe we should have done that a little earlier, and part of that was roster compilation and all of those things that were coming into it. But ultimately what you're looking for is smart guys with good instincts and then allow us to mold it. And so because Caden was really the same story coming in that Zach was, and you know he grasped some of those things a little bit differently, but those are both both guys that we're going to miss, that we're going to have to fill some voids with those players.
And there were a couple of instances, I know we talked post game about tackling not being where it wanted to. We just talked with Joe Woods about being able to stop the run more, right?
Sure.
It was 130 year before last, 120 yards a game last year. How much of an emphasis will that be in this offseason?
It's already started.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think, you know, we've held such a high standard in that realm for several years now.
72 yards a game.
I mean, it doesn't, like, during the game, you feel it. And so it's an important thing for us to remember and keep top of mind. Some of it is, all right, we're winning a bunch of games and teams are throwing the ball. Some of the games are, oh, it's a team has a lead, and so now they're running the ball on us. And so there are some stats that are kind of skewed one way or the other because of some other factors. But ultimately, it doesn't matter. It's still our job to stop the run, and it really needs to come down to the D-line and the linebackers and then our support players after that. But the front, the guys in the box, we got to figure that out.
When you talk about it, being able to stop the run, you guys have kind of done it a lot of different ways, not only from a two-down linebacker standpoint, but from a three-down linebacker, and then at times even going five down.
Sure.
As far as defensive linemen. How much is that is an emphasis during the offseason, or is that maybe more so game plan, opponent, roster personnel, who's available, et cetera?
I think you probably put all those into the same umbrella. You know, we obviously talk about it in the offseason, Deuce, because – we don't want to have to introduce a bunch of new things in the middle of a week. It's hard for those players to handle all of that volume while still trying to study the opponent. And so what we can introduce now is important, and how we can configure guys in different positions, be it five down or three down or four down, whatever that is, be it odd spacing or even spacing. We got to mix it all up, make it challenging for the offense to not know exactly where we're going to be. And so that starts now, and that's been a conversation upstairs.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but you went to Texas A&M?
Yes, sir.
Walked on?
I did.
And then in your senior year, you led the team in tackles and also won the Hart Award, which is the biggest award you can win as a senior,
yes,
as
sir.
An Aggie. How does that – anyway, I got it all wrong with Joe Woods, so that's why I was a little worried. How does that shape you as a coach and the kind of player that you want? Is that, you know, that heart of war, the guy that's a walk-on who overcomes challenges, you know, that kind of thing?
Look, I think there's so many different walks of life that come into this. What I took out of Texas A&M was the relationships and how important it was to build those relationships. So it doesn't matter if it's DeMario Davis from a small town in Mississippi or Pete Warner from the suburbs of Indianapolis. Like, it's my job to connect with all these guys. And so, thankfully, on the front end, we're very big on making sure the character and makeup of these players is good. And so when we bring them in here, it's really building relationship, establishing the trust, and then taking off from there.
So where's your Aggie ring?
It is not on my hand. It is at home in the drawer. I know exactly where it is. It just doesn't happen to be on right now.
Okay, I know a little
something. So I took it off. I took it off. Once you started recruiting in college for another school, you feel this obligation to take it off, and it never went back on. So that's where it's at.
And Clint Kubiak was offensive quality control in 2010.
So he,
but
he,
you couldn't have worked much with him. But I'm saying still.
No, I was playing.
Yeah,
and he was up there, and then you know, and then the following year I was working in the weight room, finishing up grad school. So we met back then, and it's pretty cool to have some ties back to Aggieland here now.
Very good, Michael Hodges. We appreciate your time. Good luck. We'll see how things go over the next few days, and. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.